All right, let's see, I can see Supervisor Bear on the screen. Can you give me a thumbs up if you can hear me? Great, thank you. All right, with that, I'm gonna go ahead and call a county board meeting to order, the first of two meetings tonight. And the clerk will please call the roll.
Okay, Rip.
Here.
Rip, here, Rit. Rit. Rose.
Rose here.
Rose here, Shower.
Shower here.
Shower here, Smith.
Smith here.
Smith here, Veldrin. Veldrin here, Wegleitner.
Wegleitner here.
Wegleitner here, Wigand.
Wigand here.
Wigand here, Wright.
Right here.
Right here. Zisser Song Panya.
Zisser Song Panya here.
Zisser Song Panya here. Yang.
Yang here.
Yang here. Andre. Andre here. Bear.
Bear here.
Bear here. Balig. Balig here. Castillo. Castillo here. Chavla. Chavla here. Collins. Collins here. Doolin. Doolin here. Downing.
Downing here.
Downing here. Doyle. Doyle here. Iker.
Iker here.
Iker here. Engelberger. Engelberger here. Erickson. Here. Erickson here. Glazer.
Glazer here.
Glazer here. Gray. Gray absent. Hatcher. Hatcher here. Huselman.
Huselman here.
Huselman here. Hines.
Hines here.
Hines here. Jors. Jors here. Kiefer.
Kiefer here.
Kiefer here. Kageya.
Kageya here.
Kageya here. McCarville.
McCarville here.
McCarville here.
McGinnity. McGinnity
here. Palm.
Palm here.
Palm here. Pelabon.
Pelabon here.
Pelabon here. Ratcliffe.
Ratcliffe here.
Ratcliffe here. Miles.
Miles is here, and I think Supervisor Ritz in the participant list.
Okay.
So.
Well, we have a quorum.
All right. With that, we're on to our inspirational message, which will be provided by Supervisor Rip.
Okay. Not sure how inspirational, but I got thinking. I've been here a long time. Probably the majority here think probably too long, but oh well. And I've been here through six county executives, which I couldn't believe was that many until I wrote their names down this afternoon. And I got it, six of them. That's a whole lot. So I just wanted to do fairly short what was in the past and what we have now for county board and how things are going. When I was first elected, we had to have all our nomination papers signed, notarized. Well, I've been a notary now for over 50 years, and so, okay, I notarized some. No idea who they were, but boy, when I got elected, did I get criticized. I was interfering with incumbent. You know, I was not supposed to notarize someone who's running against an incumbent. You know, I don't understand that, but okay, that was what I was told then. Now, of course, it's changed so much that people are recruiting to run against people. So, heck of a difference. Budget. We are going to have budget next week, and you may not believe this, but we did not have a personal finance committee. We had a personnel committee and a finance committee. There was two chairs sitting up there, and on the board floor, we reconciled what the two committees had done. We were here at least three nights every time. Made things interesting, but and now we're down to one, which pretty well every county board chair packs, but you know, is what it is. We used to get paid by the meeting. 12 o'clock at night, you were guaranteed to make 12:30, because 12:30 was a new meeting. If you hit 12:30, you got paid again. So we had a couple of members that, if we hit 12 o'clock, I can guarantee they could talk long enough, bingo, we're at 12:30 and you get paid again. But it's, you know, it's just kind of different, you know, different way of doing things. We had three board staff. The county exec and the board worked together a lot. The county exec would have a press event. The county board was all invited. I don't see that happening at this point. Partly his fault, partly our fault. You know, it's we have a lot of people now, and so it's kind of competing. And that is to say we always agreed. I'll give one example. One of our county executives vetoed the whole budget. People were off deer hunting or whatever, and all of a sudden everybody's getting calls. You got to get back here. The budget is vetoed, the whole thing. The four of us went in there and talked to him. Quite honestly, it was the most piddly things that he was worried about that I've ever seen. Things like, we had a naturalist for the highway. He thought that was terrible. We moved into parks. What better fit for naturalists than the parks around the highway? You know, that sort of really simple stuff. And bingo, you know, 20 minutes later, we had to have a meeting, but 10 minutes later, we passed the budget. And he was happy with it, we were happy with it. Just such little things. Nowadays, if he viewed the whole budget, we'd have an uproar, I guarantee you. Okay, so we also had a lot of different beliefs, just like now, but there really weren't sides. It was, or if there were sides, it would change on the issue. There was no set, really liberal, conservative, or, you know, whatever. So it was always changing. Some of you knew Richard Wagner, who was here. One of his last nights he's here before he retired, he said the worst mistake he ever made was starting the caucus system. Because he'd get people on his side and they would decide what their group should do. Basically, I'm sure open meetings law didn't like that sort of thing, but it was done. And, you know, it basically started, you know, the not working together things pretty well, which is sad. We used to get reams of paper. Everyone pretty well, you know, there were a couple of people who, in every bunch that wouldn't, but people read all that stuff. My wife loved it. She's a 4T teacher. She had all this free paper for the kids to play with, but that one side was white. You know, it was perfect. And you know, one was printed, one was open. We had stacks. We had stacks that high. But everybody pretty well read what you got, and we're pretty informed. Now we're computerized. From looking at faces when I present, things like that, I'm pretty sure a lot of supervisors don't bother reading the things, even if they're oversight committee on something like that. It's a little more voting by emotion, you know, things like that, that, you know, everybody can decide on if these things are good or bad. So I just wanted to give a real brief, and I could go on a long time because there's a whole lot of changes. And for one, the chairs are a heck of a lot softer. But, anyway, before I get, you know, go too far, I just wanted to say it's really going to be an honor tonight for me to lead the pledge. We're a week away from Veterans Day, and so to me, I'm dedicating it to the members of the Gulf Company and the Marine Corps that didn't come back home with us. So, yeah. I can lead the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
But he is just so
low.
Okay. Let's see. We have no special matters. Are there any announcements? All right. Look at that. No announcements? Seriously. All right. Supervisor Ratcliffe.
Thank you, Chair. I apologize for being late with that. I just wanted to remind everybody to vote on Election Day, Tuesday.
Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Supervisor McGinnity.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I am very happy to announce a climate justice summit for our youth on November 12th at the Alliant Energy Center. And my excitement is because it is being organized by some of our youth in the area, including my former YGP student, Akanksha Dendaluri. And she would like me to cordially invite all of you to come and attend part or all of the conference at the Alliant Center, November 12th. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Yang.
Thank you, Chair Miles. I just wanted to remind everyone that the Madison Hmong New Year will be this weekend on Saturday and Sunday, and we will open our doors at 9 o'clock, and I'm looking forward to maybe seeing all of you guys or some of you guys. Thank you.
Did you say, Supervisor Yang, did you say where that will be?
It'll be at the Alliant Energy Center.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Supervisor Wright.
Accident.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Seeing no one else in the queue, I have a few items for us. Just to remind folks, if you haven't noticed on the agenda already, for November 7th, we will have our county board deliberations on the budget, and that will be starting at 6 o'clock. And just fair warning, maybe we'll finish up before then, but if we're still going at 10 o'clock, my plan is to adjourn the meeting at 10 o'clock because, as Supervisor Ratcliffe said, Tuesday is an election day and the clerk and his staff need their beauty rest to charge up for that. So so if that is the case, we would then adjourn at 10 and reconvene on November 9th. I had mentioned at the last meeting, we're going to take a group photo at the November 17th meeting. I'm pushing that back to the December 15th meeting. I think we'll have a number of people gone on November 17th. So, and also to alert folks at that preceding that December 15th meeting starting at 5:30, we'll have a committee of the whole. It will be an active shooter training provided by the sheriff's office. And speaking of the 17th, there is a drop-in training at 5:15. It'll be in one of the meeting rooms on the third floor for CCR, cardiocerebral resuscitation, at 5:15. And then at 6 o'clock, that evening, we have Committee of the Whole to hear the presentation of the zoo report. So so those are sort of the calendar events for my announcements. And then just it being the start of November, November birthdays. We have Supervisor Ratcliffe on the 19th, Supervisor Castillo a couple days later on the 21st, followed by Supervisor Chavla on the 23rd, Supervisor Rip on the 25th. Look at that, even 2 days apart, each of them. And then in our board office, Lindsay's birthday is on the 13th and Josh's birthday is on the 25th. So happy birthday to all of you. All right. And with that, we'll move on now to item C on our agenda, approval of payments of bills over $10,000 referred to the board. It's moved by Supervisor Schauer. Seconded by Supervisor McCarville. Supervisor Kiefer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to speak to item number 29 in the list of bills for payment. That is a bill to be paid to Rock County in the amount of $16,500. And what that is for housing residents of our jail that have been transported to other county jails because the current jail in the city county building is unsafe, and the sheriff has determined that a certain number of residents need to be moved out to other jails. And I know sitting through many hours of budget meetings, $16,500 in operating budget money is a lot of money. It's the kind of money that people will fight over at budget time. It's how that money is going to be spent. And instead of that being spent in ways that would be more beneficial, we're forced to spend it by sending this money out of county to send our jail inmates out of county. And I do support paying this bill. I do support the sheriff's decision to do this managed, orderly evacuation of the city county building jail by taking this emergency measure. But I think it's important to point out that the fact that we're paying $16,500 to Rock County is indicative of a failure by the Dane County government to provide a safe jail for people in Dane County who are in jail. And although I can't speak about specifics, I will say in my own practice, I do have a client who is supposed to be in the Dane County jail and is now in a different jail. And that's caused a lot of problems for him and his family and for me trying to represent him. And there's a real human cost to that, as well as this financial cost of $16,500. So on Monday, when we come back to this chamber and debate the budget, I hope we finally do find a solution to the jail problem so we can stop approving bills like this and stop sending jail residents out of county. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else? All right. So on the payments of bills over $10,000, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries. Excuse me. All right, we are now on to approval of county board minutes from October 19th. We have a couple sets of meeting minutes here. Our motion. Moved by McCarville, seconded by Erickson. Discussion questions, or sorry, corrections on minutes. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries, minutes are approved. On to section F, consent calendar. We have six items before this, before us. Are there any requests for separation? Just checking here. We have one person registered in opposition of F3, there's 172, and would like to speak. They are here in person. So Lindsay, announce that person. Who do we have registered to speak?
Do you want to separate others?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Do the balance.
Yep. So that's F3 is separated. And F2. All right, Supervisor Wagon, Supervisor Ratcliffe.
I didn't receive the list of registrants for this meeting. Did I just miss that in my email, or did it go out? Okay.
All right, so we have items F2 and 3 separated. And there being no further requests on the balance of items 1 and 4 through 6, all in favor of approval say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. No motion carries. All right, excuse me. On to item 2, which is 2022-0841, amending chapter 20 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances prohibiting travel to certain states. So Lindsay, who's our registrant?
It's F3.
I'm sorry. Oh, my apologies. F2, I'm sorry. Supervisor Wigand had requested that to be separated. So Supervisor Wigand, you have a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I was wondering if the author could just share some background on why this change is necessary.
Supervisor Doyle, do you wish to respond or no? Wait. There you go.
I'm not the original author, but I can speak to the reason why this change was needed. We were finding that the previous language was creating some uncertainty for staff as personnel and finance approval for travel to prohibited states happened after the fact of conferences already being booked and paid for. So we wanted to make sure we were addressing that uncertainty and that staff knew that if they were paying for travel to states that were on the prohibited travel list, that they didn't have to be concerned about not being reimbursed for it. So this changes it. So at the time of booking the travel, that's when they need to seek that personal and finance exemption.
Okay, Supervisor Kiefer.
I had two questions for Corporation Counsel, and I'll just state them both and then provide the answers. The first question is a question of standing. How would this ordinance be enforced? If I'm a taxpayer and I feel that someone has traveled and taxpayer money has been spent in violation of the ordinance, would I have standing to then bring a lawsuit to enforce this ordinance? Or if I don't have standing, who does have standing to enforce the ordinance? That's question number one. And question number two is, it appears that each elected official or each department head has to certify the destination's not a state specified in someone. So it sounds like there wouldn't necessarily be a definitive list, but rather it would have to be a determination made by each individual elected official or each individual department head. And the question there is that correct that there wouldn't necessarily be a list per se, because a department head or an elected official could have a different opinion as to the status of that individual state and would certify it under a sub five?
Yeah, Supervisor Kiefer, in response to your first question, the language in the ordinance does not create a private right to action. There's nothing in the ordinance that suggests that the county board is looking to have the public sort of enforce its ordinance against itself or against the terms that are included there. So I don't see an issue of stand. I don't believe there will be any standing for a member of the public to sort of try to enforce this ordinance. Your second question then is who would enforce it? And as with any county ordinance, the county executive is responsible to enforce all ordinances from chapter 2 all the way down to like chapter 36. So the county.
I'm having trouble hearing you. I don't know if other people are. Now, I have bad hearing, but maybe you could be close to your microphone or something.
Sure. Is this any better?
It's a little better.
Okay. So in response to your second question, the county executive is responsible.
So wait, on the first question, the public doesn't have standing, but who has standing to enforce it?
The county executive.
Oh, the county executive would enforce it. Okay. All right.
Yeah. He's responsible. He's supposed to enforce all ordinances that the county board passes.
Okay.
And then, and I can repeat my answer to the first one if I wasn't clear, and I apologize.
No, that's clear. That's clear.
Okay. Your third question, I should say, was about
My second question. I didn't have three questions, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I thought there was a third one there about the list regarding and
that was the second question.
Certification works. Okay, the second question. The way the administration has been handling this is, periodically, they have contacted our office to determine whether or not additional states need to be included on a list. So there is a list, and I believe it's on a website that contains all the states that we have identified that would fall underneath this prohibitive category. And so department heads and elected officials, to my knowledge, are responsible to review that list and make a determination as to whether or not they need to seek an exemption or cancel the travel.
Thanks.
All right. Any other questions or comments on OA 41? Okay, what's before us is Personnel and Finance Committee action, which was for recommendation of approval. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. Motion carries. Next item is item 3, 2022, resolution 172, authorizing a contract between Alliant Energy Center of Dane County and CrossFit LLC. Now, Lindsay, register.
We have Steve Books, and Steve is in the room.
All Welcome, Steve. You have 3 minutes.
Hi. Thank you, Chair Miles.
5 minutes, I should say.
My name is Steve Books, Madison. I'm against this resolution, 2022 Resolution 172. Authorizing a contract between the Lion Energy Center of Dean County and CrossFit LLC. I'm a member of Veterans for Peace, Clarence Kalin, Chapter 25, Madison, Safe Skies, Clean Water, Wisconsin, Madison, and Wisconsin Network for Peace and Justice. And just by the way, next Friday, 11/11/22, besides Veterans Day, that is also Armistice Day. The original name for that day is Armistice Day. Thank you. But thank you, Mr. Rip, for mentioning that. And I am a veteran. The issue that I have concerns with this resolution that I'm against is that the CrossFit Games has military jet flyovers, and they have been occurring for the past few years at the Games at the Lion Energy Center, if you don't know that. They've had a military jet flyover. So, as we all know, the very controversial issue of the F-35 jets coming to Truax Field in Madison via the Wisconsin Air National Guard next May, supposedly, brings new heights of militarism and the dangers of more airplane flights in Madison and Dean County with noise and non-carbon neutral jet emissions. One of my concerns with that, with the jet emissions, is that why in the heck would you have that with people who are trying to be fit? It just doesn't make sense. So my other questions are, how are these military jet flyovers approved? The CrossFit Games LLC is a private entity that has obtained military jet flyovers at cost-payers' expenses in Madison. We all pay for them. Can anyone or any entity request a military jet flyover and obtain one? Who benefits? What are the unintended consequences? Can a person order French fries with one? Okay, my request to you is to draft and pass an amendment to this resolution that does not allow a military jet flyover in the contract or removes a military jet flyover in the contract. To me, it's a mystery. And I did contact Michelle Goldaid, and she did call me back, and she didn't know how it happens. How does it happen? So that's my question and directive to you, if possible, and I'm available for questions. Thank you.
Okay, Steve, any questions for our speaker? Okay, thank you. Okay, so Resolution 172, the Committee Action, Public Works and Transportation Committee recommended approval, and that's what is before us. Supervisor Rip.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that the county doesn't get anybody to fly over or whatever. That's all private. Our contract is strictly with the different organizations. If the future farmers want jets to fly over, that's their thing. Football stadium, all these, we have no control over that whatsoever. We rent the grounds, and there are stipulations what they can do there, but, you know, whether you are for or against the Jets, we don't have a say on that one. This is strictly a contract for using our grounds and bringing a whole lot of money into Madison. On the other hand, I also have no say over all the jets that fly over my house either. So.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. All right, that takes care of consent calendar. So we're on to Moving on down to item H, reports on zoning petitions. We have items 1 through 15, and we have one registrant in support of item H6, zoning petition 11,891. Lindsay, is that person wishing to speak? Okay, not wishing to speak, but registering in support. Are there any requests for separation? Okay, seeing no requests for separation, what's before us is the Zoning and Land Regulation Committee action on these items. So all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. And the motion carries. Those items are adopted. We are now on to Section I, ordinances. We have one item. It's 2022-OA-23, amending Chapter 82 of the Dane County Code of Ordinances, incorporating amendments to the Town of Cottage Grove Comprehensive Plan into the Dane County Comprehensive Plan. What is before us is the Zoning and Land Regulation Committee action, which is recommendation of approval. So is there any discussion on OA-23? None. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. On to J, award of contracts. Again, we have one item, 2022 Resolution 192, award of contract for wetland restoration at Waukon Iron County Park. What is for us is a Public Works and Transportation Committee action recommendation for approval. Supervisor Rip, do you have? Okay.
Push the button.
Well, I have in my notes there was further action or change at Parks Commission. Was there an amendment to the resolution?
Oh.
That you wanted to move?
Yeah, whoever typed this one typed two resolutions at the same time. This. One of them is a wildlife area, one is a park. So not a huge difference except for accountants and how we get the money in to pay for all this stuff. We're getting the money in from several wildlife groups. They wouldn't be donating money to the parks. So this is a wildlife area. So we did this a while ago, so I kind of forgot about that. So all this is a one-word change. Because it should have said wildlife area in the first place, and it makes it so we're more legal at getting the money given to us.
Okay. So are you wanting to
move? I would move that,
okay.
That amendment, that one-word amendment.
Okay. Supervisor Rip moves 2022 Resolution 192 as amended by the Park Commission on September 28th. Supervisor Schauer seconds. Okay. Any further discussion or questions on the amendment? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. Now we need to move the second as vote. Amended. So now the resolution as amended by the last motion. Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. All right. So on to, excuse me, on to item M, items requiring two-thirds majority for passage. We'll be separating item 7. Are there any other requests for separation? All right. On the balance of items 1 through 6, this requires two-thirds majority. I'd like to record it as having passed unanimously unless somebody wishes to vote otherwise, and if there's any objection, seeing no objection, it will be so recorded, and the items are approved and adopted. So on item 7, Supervisor Doyle.
Thank you. I'd like to make a motion to amend on line 36, be it further resolved that the Dane County Department of Administration is authorized to sign online documentation regarding the grant in DOJ online portal Just Grants.
Motion by Doyle, seconded by Erickson, to amend line 36 of the resolution as read, and we do have a written copy up here.
Yep. And if I could speak to the necessity of this?
Yes, go ahead.
So my understanding is we need to add this resolved clause to allow DOA to complete the award document. So this is just a technical change that's necessary to accept the award.
Thank you. All right. So on the amendment, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Motion carries. So now on the resolution as amended by the Doyle amendment. Any discussion? Seeing, hearing none, all in favor, or I should say this does require 2/3 majority, so I'd like to record it as having passed unanimously if there's no objection. Hearing no objection, will be so recorded, and the resolution is adopted. All right, so now we're, if there's no other business as allowed by law, we shall adjourn for 20 minutes until our 8 o'clock meeting. So can I have a motion to adjourn? Moved by Schauer, seconded by Erickson. If there's no objection, we are adjourned.